All right, guys, so I've got some thoughts on something that actually John Drexler posted on Twitter about the other day that I've been doing, but I haven't talked about at all, I guess. So he posted a DVD collection that he is switching back to from doing subscription services to streaming services. And I've actually been doing the same thing, and it's actually kind of awesome. So I thought I would just share kind of a few things that I'm doing with physical media that makes it pretty cool. So first off, I am obtaining media from a bunch of different places. One, I am buying just new discs from Walmart, or places like that, and you can actually get stuff really cheap often. Like my kids just got into watching all of the Shrek movies, and I got the 4-movie collection for I think like $5 or $7, something like that. So if you think about like a monthly subscription to Netflix, that's like way less to just buy all 4 movies than for 1 month. And they aren't even going to watch all those movies in 1 month. They're going to watch them over several months. So that is super cheap. Even cheaper is you can just rent stuff from the library. And that is even cheaper. So if you can plan ahead a little bit and know what stuff you want to watch in the future, you can rent stuff from the library. And dirty little secret, what I have sitting under my desk is a Dell Precision desktop that I have bought off eBay. I think it was like $120. It has a DVD drive in it and old graphics card. It's like a i7, an older i7, 32 gig of RAM, and I've thrown some hard drives into it. And I am running Linux on that desktop, and one purpose that it is serving is it is my DVD ripping machine. So I'm ripping all of the DVDs with Handbrake, and they automatically go into a folder that is then served with Jellyfin. So if you haven't heard of Jellyfin, it is a open source media server that has apps for pretty much anywhere. So I have the Jellyfin app on all of my Roku TVs. I have the Jellyfin app on our mobile devices, and you can access Jellyfin just through a web interface on the on like laptops and stuff like that. So we can still access our media everywhere. Now, the way that I'm handling serving stuff is the Roku TVs are all on the same network, so they can just connect up to the IP of the little Dell Precision box and go like that. And then for on-the-go stuff, I am actually using TailScale, which is a WireGuard implementation that allows you to VPN in back to your local network via via WireGuard. And they have really easy to use laptop clients or mobile clients that just let you get back to your local network resources wherever you are. And it's super fast because it's totally peer-to-peer. You don't actually connect through a third-party service or anything. It's just a direct connection. So I'll talk maybe another time a little bit more in detail about the technical implementation. But here's some things that I've found that are like it paper cuts of streaming services that this eliminates. One is just managing subscribing and unsubscribing to the streaming services that have what you want to watch. It's a total pain. And admittedly, right now, I think we have a Netflix subscription still because my wife had a show that she wanted to watch on Netflix. It's only available on Netflix. But as we build our collection, what we aren't going to have to do is worry about like how long, if you're watching a show that's like a series, you aren't going to have to worry about how long is this show going to be on this service. I've definitely been watching shows and had them go away or switch services in the middle of trying to watch them. I actually had this happen with Westworld, where I was a couple, maybe two or three seasons into Westworld, and then they took it down, and I couldn't watch it anymore, and I still haven't finished Westworld, even though I know that the you know, the way they wrapped it up maybe isn't going to be the best, but I've never gotten to finish it because I didn't own it. I was just renting a subscription to watch it. And so I would love to go back and watch the rest of Westworld sometime. So that's on the list to get on my physical server. Another thing is that you just have this collection forever. So if you want to take a break from something, you don't feel any pressure, right? So yeah, you can just go back to it. You don't have to like resubscribe, do all that stuff. Another super nice advantage is that all of this media that you have is now downloadable. So you can watch it offline. I know that's not a thing for everybody, but for me, if I go camping, I'm usually outside of cell service. If you want to watch it on an airplane without buying Wi-Fi, you can just download it through the Jellyfin client. It makes all of that process way easier. I have found downloading stuff through like Disney Plus or Netflix or that kind of thing. One, you have to pay for more expensive plans now. But two, those services and their licensing engines are extremely unreliable when you're offline. And I've definitely had sad kids that have not been happy that their show that they wanted to watch is not working when we're offline. You know, I have some regrets that I didn't start this process or didn't kind of realize why this process was good earlier on. We had a big DVD collection probably, I don't know, 15 years ago. And we actually sold the whole DVD collection. And I didn't have any of that media ripped or anything. And now I am actually having to rebuy or reacquire some of those DVDs so that I can actually rewatch stuff that I want to. And going back now and showing shows and movies to my kids that I watched and really enjoyed, I have to go back and get them again, which is kind of a bummer. And just kind of goes to show that, like, you might think, oh, I only want to watch this show once, but that's often not actually true. You often actually want to go and watch it multiple times. And with something like Jellyfin, if you set it up right, it can be just as convenient and even more convenient than a streaming service for sure. So anyways, those are just some initial thoughts. If you're more interested in the tech setup, let me know, and I can maybe post some more about that.